You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Here's something that's absolutely incredible. How would you like to change how you look using the Law of Attraction? Hi everyone, Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today, oh yes, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Have you ever wondered if it was possible to change how you look using the power of the Law of Attraction? Well, understand this. We attract how we look. That sounds crazy, but it is absolutely the truth. We attract how we look from the time before we are born to our present time. We attract it through our emotions. We attract it through our behaviors. We attract it through our beliefs. Now, the key to the Law of Attraction is understanding that everything is possible. There are no limits. There's no wall any place that says this can't be done. Anything and everything is possible with the Law of Attraction. So many years ago, we were doing some healing work on a gentleman who had lost his arm and his leg in a motorcycle accident. And we were doing this work to pretty much alleviate pain. And as we were doing this work, week in and week out, something remarkable began to happen. He began to grow new bone, a new arm, a new leg. And of course, it was extremely painful. When you're in the womb and you're developing, it's not so painful. But when you are an adult, it is extraordinarily painful. So they would take him to the hospital, and guess what they would do? They would trim it away. And he would come back to us and he'd say, well, they trimmed away some of my arm and some of my leg and I just want the pain to go away. So we would start working on him again. And guess what would happen? His arm would start growing. His leg would start growing. Now, they said that this was physically impossible. At that time, there was a program at UCLA called the Starfish Program. And so they finally enrolled him into the Starfish Program because they wanted to understand why he was growing new arm and new leg. The answer is very simple. Because we were putting and infusing an incredible amount of energy and vibration and intention into him. And we were doing it on a regular basis. You know, my dad, I love my dad. God rest his soul. I think about him every day. But when I was a teenager, I had acne all over my face. I mean bad. And I had it on my back. They used to call me the pizza man. And anyway, my dad would sit me down with alcohol and he would begin popping my zits, as they call it. Ugh, yuck. Anyway, he would do it and he'd wash my face with the alcohol, thinking that he was helping me. The truth is, it was leaving pockmarks. I have literally removed almost all of the pockmarks off my face and reduced the pockmarks on my back almost by 75% because I believe new realities. I believe new things about my body. A few years ago, I had all kinds of psoriasis on my hands, on my knuckles. It was horrible. And I tried every cream under the sun. Everybody had a recipe. Try this, put honey on, do this, rub it with shoe polish, whatever. Finally, I just began putting my hand on it and infusing power and energy into that area. And I did it every night just before bedtime. I don't have any anymore. So I was motivated to do this video because I received a call from a new client who has scars on her body. And we are going to take pictures of her scars, and we are going to take pictures of her lack of scars. Did you hear what I just said? We're going to take pictures of her scars, and then we are going to take pictures of her lack of scars. I've been fortunate as an energy healer to help so many people around the world, and many of them have had physical improvement. In other words, they look better, they feel better, they act differently because they do look differently, and it can happen to you too. I'm going to give you a few simple suggestions. Number one, get some water like this, fresh spring water. Put it in glass. I don't like drinking water out of plastic. I like drinking water out of glass. Oh yeah. And what I like to do is I take that glass of water and I put my intention into that water. Remember, you and I are 70% water. In other words, this water will soon become part of me. It will become part of my body. So if I create a new intention, a new reality, a new look, if I turn this water into a healing elixir through the power of the law of attraction and through my intentions, as I drink it, it goes into my body and carries that intention with it. It's absolutely amazing. High flyers, we attract everything in our reality, including the way we look. Number one, after you've done the water, and do that every day. Number one, visualization every day. What does your body look like? Not the body you have now, but the body you are creating. What does your hair look like? Can you feel your hair? What does your skin look like? Is it nice and smooth? Is it tan? Is it rosy? What does it look like? What does your energy field look like? I mean, is it out there? Is it shooting out energy? And kind of like you are a walking embodiment of the sun, visualize this every day. And I like to do it throughout the day. I said this in an earlier video. Visualize throughout the day. See yourself as this new person. Not the old one, not the one that you don't want to be, but the new one that you are creating. The next step is to create a vision board. Now, those of you who have listened to me or watched me for any length of time hardly ever hear me talk about a vision board. Most of the time, I believe they're a waste of time. But in this case, oh yeah, I think a vision board is perfect. And that vision board can be your screensaver. What does your hair look like? You know, can you put it on your mirror? Can you put it on your refrigerator? I think one on your refrigerator, especially if you're working on your waist, if you're working on your weight and your muscles and all of that, you're going to want one on your refrigerator. Now, if you don't have a picture of yourself in the new improved you look, find somebody that has a similar type of body to the body that you desire. Put it right on your refrigerator. Put one on your mirror in the morning. You get up in the morning, you're looking like this, and you say, oh, that's what I look like. Oh, yeah, okay. Have it on the screensaver, as I said. How about on your iPhone? Okay? Every time you look, there you are. The new improved you. It's exciting. I think you need one on your bed. Your headboard. You get into bed, you look at that new improved you, and you go to sleep. Oh, yeah. Dreaming and creating as you sleep that new improved you. This is the power of the law of attraction. I remember the late, great Spencer Tracy. He was a phenomenal actor, and he was on Broadway. And the director came up to him and said, Spencer, you're supposed to be shipwrecked. You're supposed to be shipwrecked, and you're supposed to have a beard. Spencer Tracy said, I'm not growing a beard. And the director said, you got to grow a beard. You've been on this island for 40 days. And Spencer Tracy said, I'm not growing a beard. He said, what are we going to do? He said, I'm going to act as if I have a beard. Act as if. Act as if you have an incredible body. Act as if you no longer have scars on your body. Act as if your hair is growing and long and thick and vibrant. Act as if you have the eye color that you desire. Act as if. And you can create that with your vision board. Okay? Use your vision board to put the images that you desire to be. And then go through the day. Oh, yeah. Acting as if. High flyers, our next exercise is simple, but it's going to take a little bit of work. Here it is. It's called the thought form exercise. You may not have seen this one or heard this one from anyone before, but I'm happy to share it with you. So you create a thought form in your mind. You can close your eyes. And I have created this thought form of the ideal me, what I look like. And now, using the power of my will, I turn the thought form around so its back is to me. It is facing you. And then I take a deep breath. And I take a step into the thought form. I am now what I desire to be. Now I have this new energy field around me of what I desire to be, what I desire to look like. And I go throughout the day with this new energy field. Now, I may need to renew this a few times throughout the day, but this new energy field will begin to work on your DNA. It'll work on your cells. It'll work on your body. And it will work on your limiting beliefs as well. The thought form exercise is phenomenal. It's astonishing. It's incredible. It really, really works. Next, as you make yourself more beautiful, more attractive, make your surroundings more beautiful and attractive. Maybe some new art, maybe a new statue, perhaps a new television set that is more stylish, or a new car, or something that helps you feel beautiful. It's okay to feel beautiful. Say it. Would you write that down here, please? A lot of people don't believe that. It's okay to feel beautiful. I feel beautiful. Now, look, I'm happy with who I am. I'm absolutely happy. I get letters all the time. Your shirt is the wrong color. It's too loud. It's this. I don't listen to it. I'm happy with who I am. But you always have the power to create who you desire to be. Write down below, I am beautiful. It's okay to be beautiful. So surround yourself with beauty. Bring some plants into the house, okay? Get those weeds picked out of the grass outside. Get that yard looking nice. Feel beautiful on the outside, on the inside. Give more to charity, a beautiful expression. Do more gratitude work. all of this begins to change. Oh, yes, it does. It begins to change how you look and how you feel and how you respond to the universe. And it changes your belief system. And everything begins to flow in harmony. And yes, you can and you will change the way you look. You'll make improvements on yourself that you believe are important to you and your journey. Finally, eat clean and wholesome food. We talked about drinking the water earlier, but stay away from the GMOs and the fat burgers and all of that kind of stuff. And just eat clean, wholesome, happy food, okay? A lot of greens, a lot of vegetables. Oh, you're going to feel good. Take a deep breath and out. And finally, breathe. Every time you breathe through meditation, breathe in clearing, healing light. And breathe out those unwanted beliefs. We love you. Thank you for sharing your life with us. And have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.